Finding ways to freeze the fuel hike. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. The White House wants to hit the brakes on rising gas prices, now hovering near $5 a gallon.
The Biden administration is considering a plan that might eventually provide a tiny bit of relief to your pain at the pump. That plan is to place a temporary pause on the nation's gas tax. This weekend, the national average for a gallon of fuel is $4.98.
Fox's John Scott. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. economy may slow in the months ahead, but a recession is not inevitable.
I expect the economy to slow. It's been growing at a very rapid rate as the labor market has recovered and we have reached full employment. It's natural now that we expect a transition to steady and stable growth.
Yellen on ABC's This Week. The Labor Department revealed the consumer price index hit 8.6% in May, the biggest jump in more than 40 years. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot says a subpoena for former Vice President Mike Pence is a possibility. Public hearings continue this week.
Tuesday, a look at pressure Trump allies applied to state legislatures to send alternate slates of electors to Washington. Trump confidant John Eastman engineered a scheme which hinged on Vice President Pence rejecting slates of electoral ballots as he presided over certification of the Electoral College on January 6th. But Pence's counsel testified that Eastman apparently wanted two sets of rules. Ludig warned that an effort by Pence to tilt the scale toward Mr. Trump would plunge the country into what he termed a revolution.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. This weekend, airlines delayed or canceled thousands of flights. Staff shortages and bad weather are to blame. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A teenage Marine recruit rescues a young woman whose car wound up in a New York waterway.
Anthony Zonger's story is one of bravery meeting opportunity when on Tuesday night he just happened to be hanging out along a boardwalk when 19-year-old Mia Samolinsky pulled into a parking lot right next to the walkway and her foot slipped off the brake and onto the gas pedal, driving right into the Patchogue Bay. Caught on camera, as the car began sinking, it was getting dangerously close to drifting into deeper water and time was running out. Anthony jumped into the bay.
First thing she did was try to open the door. She couldn't, went through the back.
Mia escaped through the back door, her father meeting her rescuer shortly thereafter.
Fox's Laura Ingle. Transgender swimmers are effectively banned from women's events. FINA, the world swimming's governing body, voted against allowing swimmers who transitioned after age 12 to compete in women's competitions, saying transitioning after puberty gives transgender women an unfair advantage. A late-night show production team filming on Capitol Hill gets arrested.
The group of seven was working for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and was arrested in the Longworth House office building Thursday night. Sources tell Fox News that earlier in the day, they had been escorted out of a January 6th committee hearing because they lacked the proper press credentials. After being kicked out of the Capitol complex, they found a way back in. In a statement, the U.S. Capitol Police wrote in part, quote, "The building was closed to visitors, and these individuals were determined to be part of a group that had been directed by the USCP to leave the building earlier in the day."
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Tesla CEO Elon Musk congratulated the SpaceX team for conducting three flawless launches in under 1 week. In 2022, Space.com reports SpaceX has completed 26 launches. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.